Welcome, listeners, to Bruin Radio, a half-hour high school student-focused segment on Curry Coast Community Radio, KCIW, on 100.7 FM.
This is Bruin News with Miranda Wilfers. This week is post-secondary week, which is to inform students about post-secondary options. These are choices for what to do after secondary school, for example, military, trade school, college, and universities. Third period classes will decorate their doors with at least two post-secondary options. The doors will be judged on Thursday, and prizes will be given out Friday. The identity of the judges is not known. This week is also Student Body Election Week. The number of nominated students is unprecedented, according to our source. Keep your eyes and ears open for places to vote. Congratulations and good luck to all the nominees. Girls interested in playing volleyball can sign up at the front office, as can students who are interested in management and scorekeeping. Those who are interested in cheer can pick up their packet at the main office. And signups to audition for next year's choir class will be happening in the auditorium. Coming up on the 29th of April, the junior-senior prom theme, Race Against Time, will be occurring at Howanquett Hall in Smith River. This prom is for juniors and seniors only. Freshmen and sophomores may only attend if accompanied by a junior or senior. Ticket sales begin Tuesday the 18th, $25 for a single and $40 for a couple. You and your buddies better race to get your tickets now. Also coming up is the Spring Blood Drive for students and staff. Brookings Harbor High School will be making its gym available for the American Red Cross on April 27th from 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Participants must be 16 years of age or older to donate. Seniors will need to turn in their safe and sober permission slips as well as the two gift cards by the 15th of May. On an O-positive note, Brookings Harbor High School will be participating in the Vans Custom Culture Competition. The Custom Culture is a national high school customization competition using blank Vans shoes to be customized around specific themes. Once the school's designs are completed, they go through a voting process to narrow down the top 50 entries. Then, it's up to the school and classmates to garner the votes from the public to choose our top five that go on to compete in the final event. Schools who rate in the top five are flown out to Los Angeles, California to celebrate their artwork, and have noted judges vote on the grand prize-winning submission, which is worth $50,000. We will keep you updated when results come in. We would like to remind you about some of the clubs available to Brookings Harbor High School students. We have the Drama Club, the Video Game Design Club, Information Technology Essentials Club, the Tutoring Club, the LGBTQ Plus and Straight Alliance Club, Bruin News, and Heroes Don't Take Water Breaks. You can start a club of your own by gathering like-minded students and gaining the support of a staff advisor. Then talk to Buell Gonzalez, the District Athletics and Activities Director. Citizens have applied for the three open positions on the school board. Two of the three current members whose terms are ending will not be running again. Voting will take place on a special district election on May 16th. Terms are 4 years in length. And that's it for this week's Bruin News. Thank you.
You've just heard an original musical composition created by an anonymous Brookings Harbor High School staff member. This music was created with the online tool Tone Matrix by Audio Tool. As part of Brookings Harbor High School's continuing celebration of poetry in April, which is National Poetry Month, we bring you a reading of Casey at the Bat by Ernest Lawrence Thayer. Our reader is McLean Westbrook, director, writer, and actor of the high school skit performance group Heroes Don't Take Water Breaks. Enjoy.
The outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day. The score stood 4-2, with but one inning more to play. And then, when Cooney died at first, and Barrows did the same, a pall-like silence fell upon the patrons of the game. A straggling few got up to go, in deep despair. The rest clung to hope, which springs eternal in the human breast. They thought, if only Casey could get a whack at that, we'd put up even money now with Casey at the bat. But Flynn preceded Casey, as did also Jimmy Blake, and the form was a hoodoo, while the latter was a cake. So upon that stricken multitude grim melancholy sat, for there seemed but little chance of Casey getting to the bat. But Flynn let drive a single, to the wonderment of all, and Blake the much despised tore the cover off the ball. And when the dust had lifted, and the men saw what had occurred, there was Jimmy safe at second, and Flynn a-hugging third. Then from 5,000 throats and more, there rose a lusty yell. It rumbled through the valley, it rattled in the dell. It pounded on the mountain and recoiled on the flat. For Casey, mighty Casey, was advancing to the bat. There was ease in Casey's manner as he stepped into his place. There was pride in Casey's bearing, and a smile lit Casey's face. And when, responding to the cheers, he lightly doffed his hat, no stranger in the crowd could doubt, 'twas Casey at the bat. 10,000 eyes were on him as he rubbed his hands with dirt. 5,000 tongues applauded as he wiped them on his shirt. Then, while the writhing pitcher ground the ball into his hip, defiance flashed in Casey's eyes. A sneer curled Casey's lip. And now, the leather-covered sphere came hurtling through the air, and Casey stood a-watching it in haughty grandeur there. Close by the sturdy batsman, the ball unheeded sped. "That ain't my style," said Casey. "Strike one," the umpire said. From the benches, black with people, there went up a muffled roar, like the beating of the storm waves on a stern and distant shore. "Kill him! Kill the umpire!" shouted someone on the stand, and it's likely they'd have killed him had not Casey raised his hand. With a smile of Christian charity, great Casey's visage shone. He stilled the rising tumult, he bade the game go on, he signaled to the pitcher, and once more the dun spear flew. But Casey still ignored it, and the umpire said, "Strike two!" "Fraud!" cried the maddened thousands, and echo answered, "Fraud!" But one scornful look from Casey, and the audience was awed. They saw his face grow stern and cold, they saw his muscles strain, and they knew that Casey wouldn't let that ball go by again. The sneer is gone from Casey's lip, his teeth are clutched in hate. He pounds with cool violence his bat upon the plate. And now the pitcher holds the ball, and now he lets it go. And now the air is shattered by the force of Casey's blow. Oh, somewhere in this favored land, the sun is shining bright. The band is playing somewhere, and somewhere hearts are light. And somewhere men are laughing, and somewhere children shout. But there is no joy in Mudville. Mighty Casey has struck out.
That was Casey at the Bat by Ernest Lawrence Thayer, read by BHHS student McLean Westbrook. We now bring you a special moment from a classic episode of Bruin News, hosted by BHHS students Patrick Fulton, Fernando Lira, and Annika Nelson. Show host Pat introduces us to student musical artist Jessica Pirin, who performs a rendition of the song Riptide with her ukulele. Enjoy.
All right, so for a special thing today, we have Jessica Pirin here with us, and she's going to give us a little song on the ukulele. Mm-hmm. All right, so do you have a certain song in mind? Are you just going to play some chords for us? What's the plan?
I'm going to be playing the song Riptide.
Song Riptide, okay.
Oh,
Bye, Jessica. Thank you.
I loved it.
I did too. That was really good.
That was Riptide, performed by student musician Jessica Pirin. Thank you for listening. You're now about to listen to the comedy skit, The Diet Dr. Fizzbowl, a creation inspired by old-time radio. The Diet Dr. Fizzbowl sketch was written by McLean and Jake Westbrook, and the primary cast consists of McLean Westbrook, Jaden Payne, Corey Sarabia, and Gage Westbrook. Enjoy the show.
Last Saturday was the finale of the college football regular season. However, there's still a lot of football to be played in the numerous bowl games across the country. And Heroes Don't Take Water Breaks has obtained exclusive broadcasting rights to the Diet Dr. Fizz Bowl.
Welcome to the Diet Dr. Fizz Bowl between Napoleon Tech and Deadbeat State. Reporting live from the booth, I'm Ted James, and joining me today is former quarterback Ned Steelhart. Before the game, our sideline reporter Leroy Straddle got a chance to speak with Napoleon Tech's coach Rand Page. Here's what he had to say.
Coach, it's been a crazy ride. After going winless last year, you're 12-0 coming into the Diet Dr. Fizz Bowl today. If someone told you a year ago that this would happen, what would you have thought?
That they were crazy.
Because it seemed so unlikely?
No, because it's weird for strangers to come up to you and predict the future.
Is there anything special you told your players in preparation for this week's game?
Yes, hard work and teamwork will work for us. Oh yeah, and drink lots of Diet Dr. Fizz, now in its original packaging.
Thank you, Coach. Back to you up in the booth, Ted.
Thank you, Leroy. Well, it looks like we're in for a good matchup here today, right, Ned?
You bet, Ted. These two teams look like they're chomping at the bit to get at each other. Both of them certainly want to make a statement today.
Say, we're getting a report from our correspondent that something's happening in Deadbeat's locker room. Let's go to our live microphones.
What do you mean we don't have a quarterback, Harvey?
Well, he kind of just got, you know, hurt and stuff.
Well, we're done for now, Harvey.
You want to throw in the towel?
No, wait here. I have an idea. Hey, you.
Who, me?
Yeah, where you heading?
I was on my way to football practice at the high school.
Are you any good?
No.
Good, they won't miss you. Come with me, I'm going to make you a big football star.
Oh, boy.
Well, certainly an interesting development. Yes, sir, Ned. Say, you used to play a little ball yourself, huh? Led a couple teams to a championship or two?
Well,
I noticed you're not wearing your ring today.
No, Ted, didn't you hear? We got divorced.
I meant the championship ring.
Oh, that ring. Yeah, I left that in the safe at home.
All right, well, it looks like the two teams are ready to take the field. The captains line up at midfield for the coin toss. Today's coin was replaced with a Diet Dr. Fizz bottle cap. Deadbeat State chooses heads.
Which side is heads on a bottle cap, anyway?
And it's heads. Deadbeat likes to receive the kick. They're lining up, and here's the kick. Hotfoot Henry receives it and cuts up the right sideline. He dodges a tackle, and another one. He jukes out a defender. He tiptoes along the sidelines. There's a tech man coming right for him. Oh, he hurdles over him. What a move. One man left to beat. It's the kicker. The kicker leaps on top of him, but Hotfoot seems unfazed. The kicker hangs onto him for dear life as Hotfoot has nothing but green in front of him. This is unbelievable. Hotfoot carries the kicker on his back into the end zone. Touchdown, Deadbeat. They kicks the extra point, and now it's 7-0, Deadbeat. And that's the end of the first quarter. My, watch must be slow. Well, Ned, what do you think of the action so far?
Well, gosh, Ted, watching all those guys run around is making me tired. Boy, I could use something to drink.
Why, I'm sure you could, Ned. And you know what's the most refreshing drink out there?
Huh?
That's right, Diet Dr. Fizz. Diet Dr. Fizz now has 18 fewer calories than before. It's also in its original packaging. Yes, sir, Diet Dr. Fizz, now flavored with real sugar.
As opposed to fake sugar?
Diet Dr. Fizz is even the official refreshment provider of the Diet Dr. Fizz Bowl. Both teams were presented with a dozen gallons of it before kickoff. And there's the start of the second quarter. Deadbeat State kicks off to Napoleon Tech. It's a high kick. Oh, he might have a chance to return it! Oh, I guess not. Probably should let it go into the end zone on that one, huh, Ned?
Yeah, it's not too often you see people return a kick like
that. And here comes the Tech offense. They take the field with star senior quarterback Brock Breaker.
Yes, sir. And I don't think we need to remind you of the seasons he's been having.
That's right, Ned. He set the all-time record for single-season passing yards, rushing yards, touchdowns thrown. He has a 99% completion rate, has yet to throw an interception, and was even named interim head coach when Coach Page was sick for Week 7. He finished almost fourth in Heisman voting and is expected to get picked in the 8th or 9th round of the draft.
Quite a year, Ted.
You bet. And Breaker goes under center. He doesn't like the look of the defense. He calls an audible. The ball is snapped. Breaker fades back to pass. He throws it to Rockman. Rockman catches it. He runs down the sideline. He's in the clear. There's no one around him for miles. He's at the 30, the 20, the 10. Oh, and he's taken down at the 1 yard line. Oh, what's this? They're saying he fumbled. It's recovered by Deadbeat. What of a turn of events this is. Deadbeat with the ball, the score, and the momentum.
Wow, two big mistakes for Napoleon in the first half.
Boy, this could cost them. Napoleon is not a team you want to give the ball up to.
Is there a team you'd want to give the ball up to?
The Deadbeat offense takes the field. Deadbeat's new recruit, the random teenage kid, takes the snap from the one. As expected, he hands the ball off in his own end zone. Oh, the runner shoots through the gap. It's a breakaway run. Look at that speed. The linebacker catches up with him, but not before he gains 63 yards. This will put them in range for a long field goal.
This is going to need to be some kind of kick to get it in.
There's the snap. The kick is up. Oh, wide left.
I'm pretty sure it hooked it in.
No. It was wide, for sure.
I disagree. It just barely got in.
It was wide.
Ted, I played the game for 16 years. I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, you played quarterback for 16 years. What that has to do with field goals, I'll never know.
Well, at least I played and wasn't a male cheerleader in college.
And what's wrong with being a male cheerleader?
Oh, nothing. Maybe after the game you could show me how to crochet.
That's a very useful skill.
Yeah, I'll never know when I want to knit my wife a sweater for Christmas.
At least I still have a wife.
Okay, buddy.
Sideline reporter Leroy Straddle here with Napoleon Tech head coach Rand Page. Coach, the second half is about to start and your team is down. What did you tell them at the half?
To play better.
And what did you say? Did you appeal to their emotions with that stirring speech? Did you have them rise to their feet and sing that old school song?
I told him if we don't play better, we'll probably lose.
Okay, anything else?
Nope, nothing. Oh, I did tell him to drink lots of Diet Dr. Fizz.
Excellent. Back to you, Ted.
Thanks, Leroy. The two teams are getting ready to kick with Deadbeat State ahead 7-0 after a missed field goal.
Yeah.
Deadbeat kicks off to Napoleon return man Raging Bull Ripkowski. He takes out the 20, runs to the 30, avoids the tackler. He's up to the 40 now. Oh, it looks like he's about to be taken down, but then he laterals it back to James. James cuts up the field, avoiding half the Deadbeat special teams unit. One man to beat and he's in the clear. It's a foot race. He's at the 30, the 20. The defender lunges at him. He's hit, but the ball comes flying out of James's hand before he's ruled down. It's caught by Richards, who takes it in from the 4-yard line for a Napoleon Tech touchdown. One effort by Richards. What a play! What a player! Quite possibly one of the best return efforts I've ever seen in a player by Richards. An inspiration to aspiring athletes. The extra point makes it tied 7-7.
Impressive play by Napoleon, and it gives him the momentum.
Yes, and we all know how important momentum can be. Like back when you played, Ned.
Oh, yes. You can have the lead, but once the other team starts gaining momentum, watch out.
Like that 24-point lead you blew back in the 86 Conference Championship game?
Now, hold on. I didn't blow that lead. It was the defense that let them back in it.
Sure, you just threw 3 interceptions.
One of them wasn't my fault. It bounced off the receiver's hands.
Sure, it did. And it looks like Napoleon is about to kick.
It did. He so should have caught it.
Yeah, you've been saying that for 30 years. Give it a rest. Deadbeat starts the return at the 5.
It's been true for 30 years. Am I supposed to catch the ball too?
No, but you are supposed to throw it accurately. He dodges the defender. He's at the 30.
Accurately? It bounced off his hands.
Well, maybe if it wasn't 3 feet over his head, it wouldn't have. He jukes another tackler and he's at the 50.
If it touches your hands, you should have caught it.
Will you stop? I am trying to announce a football game. He takes it inside the 30, but oh, he's tackled.
Trying, but not succeeding.
I'd like to see you do better. What's this? They're signaling a fumble on the play. It's Tech's ball again.
How about you be quiet and let me announce?
In your dreams?
Why, afraid I'll show you up?
Oh, brother.
Fine, if you're scared so badly that I'd steal your job.
Oh, I'm absolutely terrified. Napoleon Tech's offense takes the field as the third quarter comes to a close. I really should fix my watch.
Chicken.
Trust me, I'm not afraid of losing my job to you. Bricker takes the snap and hands off to James, who pounds it in for a gain of 6 yards.
Then let me do my play-by-play.
If you don't stop, I will tell everybody about how you cheated to rig the 1988 Heisman Trophy Awards.
Fair enough.
Bricker throws for a first down and a gain of 20 yards, as it looks like that'll take us to the end of the quarter.
Boy, what a quarter that was. Yep.
Napoleon Tech seems to be in complete control of the game in the second half, despite a very quiet first half.
They sure do. I wouldn't be surprised if they win this. Okay, is that awkward? Like,
it's kind of awkward, but it's also like a weird thing to say.
Okay. They sure do. I wouldn't be surprised if they win this.
Neither would I. Today's game is being brought to you by Diet Dr. Fizz. Now it's original packaging and flavored with real sugar, Diet Dr. Fizz is supplying the refreshment for both teams today, giving them a dozen gallons each of complimentary soda, because as we all know, Diet Dr. Fizz refreshes.
How can a diet soda be flavored with real sugar?
And the fourth quarter is starting. On 1st and 10, Bricker fades back to pass. He throws deep down the sideline. It's caught inside the 10. It's 1st and goal to go at the 8.
A great pass by Bricker to set his team up in the scoring position.
Indeed it is. On 1st down, they hand off, but oh, he's stoned at the line. 2nd down here, they'll try a pass play. It's complete at the 4-yard line. Here's where it gets tricky. Inside the 5, your options become limited with a shorter field.
Actually, I always love working with a shorter field. I mean, less yards to go for.
They'll probably try a pass here, as the other team's likely expecting a run.
I disagree. They'll most likely run into the middle with a quarterback sneak.
And do exactly what the other team expects? I don't think so. They're gonna throw.
It would be ridiculous to throw.
Heisman cough.
Which is why they'll probably throw in order to catch Deadbeat off guard.
They're lining up. The ball is snapped. Bricker takes the ball up the middle.
Told you.
But he's tackled short of the goal. Ha!
Oh, whatever.
On 4th down, they're not taking any chances. They've decided to kick the ball for a 3-point lead. The kick is up and good for 3 points. Napoleon Tech takes a 10-7 lead over Deadbeat State.
Boy, it looks like it's gonna come right down to the wire. Less than a minute to play with Napoleon about to kick off to Deadbeat.
They've lined up to kick, and here's the kick. It's a high, deep kick. Hotfoot Henry is back to receive it. Hotfoot catches it at his own 20. He races down the sideline. He streaks past the defenders. What speed! There's no one around him. He's in the clear. He's gonna score untouched as time runs out on the clock. What an athlete! What a game! What a... Oh, what a shame! The ref says he stepped out of his own 23 and puts 10 seconds back on the clock.
Man, you hate to see a play like that get called back.
Yes, you do, and it, looks like there's a little disagreement on the field. Hotfoot is letting the ref hear his side of the story. The ref's not hearing it, though. Henry is getting more agitated. Oh, Henry punches the ref in the face! It looks like he'll be definitely ejected for the remaining 10 seconds. Uh-oh, this doesn't sit well with his teammates, however, as they start confronting the refs. Deadbeat's bench empties as they all run towards the referees. Everyone's swinging. It's madness on the field. Someone needs to restore order. Won't somebody do something? Okay, it looks like things have settled down. Unfortunately, in a virtually unprecedented situation, every player on Deadbeat was ejected for assaulting the field judges.
They're gonna need to forfeit the game. They don't have any player. They're gonna need to forfeit the game. They don't have any players left.
Wait, there's one man left. One player who refused to fight. It's the random teenager they recruited minutes before the game. Let's take a look at the Deadbeat sideline as they decide what to do. Well, you want to throw in the towel, or shall I?
Hold on, we still have one player.
I'm ready to go, coach.
Kid, I can't let you do it. It'd be suicide you going out there. There's only one of you. They'd more to you. You wouldn't stand a chance.
Coach, didn't the athletic director say you'd get fired if we lose this game?
As I was saying, get out there and make me proud, son.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my. It appears they are indeed sending out the teenage kid alone to face an entire bloodthirsty Napoleon defense.
Oh, this is gonna be ugly. Parents, if you have any small children who are watching this game, we advise you change the channel immediately. Ted, what are you doing?
Putting on my raincoat. I don't want the blood splatter to get all over my suit.
Good idea. You got an extra one?
Nope. Folks, we just got word that the good people at Diet Dr. Fizz have graciously offered to pay for the kid's funeral, and we'll be burying him in a shallow, unmarked grave in the north corner of the end zone after the game.
Oh, that's awful sweet of them.
Almost as sweet as the delicious flavor of Diet Dr. Fizz, a month's supply of which will be donated free of charge to the kid's grieving family. Ned, I'm always amazed by how much love one humble company like Diet Dr. Fizz shows the world on a daily basis.
It truly is touching, Ted.
Alright, looks like the Napoleon defense is lining up as the kid prepares to hike the ball to, himself.
Oh, this is disgusting. I can't watch.
Ooh, neither can I. Say, didn't you want to do play-by-play?
Fat chance. I'm not announcing this slaughter, it's your job.
Fine. Here goes, folks. Napoleon is lined up. The kid is lined up. He snaps the ball to himself, and he's immediately surrounded by Napoleon Tech men. Oh, this is going to be ugly, folks. I can't... Wait, what's this? It looks like the entire Napoleon defense is running away from the kid. What's happening? Oh, the deadbeat coach is dumping his team's entire complimentary supply of Diet Dr. Fizz onto the field. The defense can't resist the refreshing taste of Diet Dr. Fizz. They're on their hands and knees, lapping up every drop they can. What a brilliant move by Deadbeat! Napoleon has left the entire field empty for the gangly teenager to streak down to the end zone. He's running as fast as he can. What a turn of events! He's grasping for breath. He crosses the goal as time runs out. He wins the game for Deadbeat. What a player! What a hero! The odds were against him, but he did it! He did it! Deadbeat State beats Napoleon Tech 13-10. What a game! Let's go down to Leroy Straddle, who's with the boy who has just been named Player of the Century for his heroic efforts.
Well, son, you defied all odds and won the game.
Oh boy!
You're a hero. The coach has just given you the keys to his car, and you've been named Player of the Century. Tell me, how did you do it, champ? How did you resist the refreshing flavor of that Diet Dr. Fizz that your coach dumped on the field?
Oh gee, that's kind of easy. I don't like Diet Dr. Fizz.
You what?
Ned, did he say what I think he said?
That's what I heard.
Let me at him!
Ted, you can't strangle him!
Hang him from the goalpost! Burn him at the stake!
Burn him at the stake!
Burn him at the stake!
You've just listened to an episode of Heroes Don't Take Water Breaks, titled The Diet Dr. Fizz Bowl. To hear more high school comedy show content, check out Heroes Don't Take Water Breaks on Facebook, iTunes, and the Brookings Harbor High School website. That's it for Bruin Radio, a half-hour show featuring the work and talent of Brookings Harbor High School students. Make sure you spread the word about Bruin Radio to our Brookings Harbor community. We'd like to thank Curry Coast Community Radio for their partnership with our schools, as well as the Curry County Cultural Coalition for their support with a grant for equipment. Thank you also to BHHS Vice Principal Alex Merritt and BHHS Teacher Craig Cooper for your continued guidance and teamwork. We'll see you next time, listeners. Content for this program was provided by the Brookings Harbor High School with student and parent or guardian permission and the approval of school administration.